Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Financial Coach for You, Blog Talk Radio, where we promote you and your brand. We believe in collaboration, working together to help each other. To learn about who we are and what we do, visit us at www.fcforyouonestopshop.com.
Hey, good afternoon, everyone. This is Coach Steven with Financial Coach for You, and thanks for joining us on Blog Talk Radio, where we promote small businesses. And today, our special guest is Sherry Booth from The Kitchen Booth. And Sherry's actually the owner of The Kitchen Booth. It's a catering and small food service business that she started. And Sherry, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Fantastic. Why don't we start out with telling the audience a little bit about yourself and a little bit about how you started the business and what you have to offer.
Great. Well, my name is Sherry. I am kind of a San Diego native. I started The Kitchen Booth because I have a passion for food and a passion for helping others. So when you come to us, we will definitely cater to you. That is our motto. You can order any type of cuisine at any given time. And I learned, you know, from the best, just watching. And I love making people happy and food for yourself.
That's fantastic. It seems like a lot of individuals are looking to start their own business, and one very popular one is in that industry, in the food industry. Can you describe as far as specifically? Is it your own restaurant, or I know that you offer catering services.
Yes, I offer catering services for any and all events. Also, you can call and order by plate, and we will deliver as well. I have been showcased at the Soul Swap Meet, as a pop-up shop, and I'm doing very good there. You order by plate. You can call ahead of time and let me know what you like to eat, and I can prepare that and have that available for you as well.
Okay.
Also, I've created a venue to showcase other chefs as well.
Okay. Can a customer customize the order as far as the food? I know that you specialized in soul food, and that's a large audience base, customer base. But can they customize as far as how they want to have the food prepared?
Definitely, they can have it any way they want. Baked, grilled, vegan if they choose, all meats if they choose. Yes, we definitely cater to that. They can definitely customize anything they want to eat.
That's great. And how long did you say that you have been in business?
Well, I've been making food and serving plates for years, probably at least 10 years or more, with my church and, you know, private events with family members. But I decided to take one step forward and do what I love and make money doing
okay.
it. And so that's why I started.
Excellent, excellent. Well, definitely during this time that we're going through with the COVID virus and a lot more people actually ordering food instead of going out to restaurants and really needing that delivery of that, then that's still in demand. Have you found that the same? Have you still found that? Is there any changes between pre-COVID and now? It would seem like the demand would increase even more.
I think it's just has demanded just in a different aspect, being that a lot of people aren't, willing to, cook every day for their family members. Some people are still having to go to work and don't have time. It's all about experience as well. Give them a whole experience, uplift them as I deliver the food and it's a whole big, long experience, everything at once.
Okay, that's fantastic. I'm going to ask you, what's been the best approach or strategy that you have experienced that in attracting new customers to be able to be drawing new customers in and trying to get business, build business that way?
I have to say the number one approach is always to be welcoming and always smiling, and also presentation of the food, but not that. It also has to taste very good. So I pride myself on that. And that's great. Okay. From the heart of that.
Okay, that's great. What are some of your marketing methods that you've used so far to reach out to potential customers?
I always say, showing face, being present, and people see where the business and where the food is actually coming from. Also, having available, taste testers and things like that. A lot of people are, kind of stand back from tasting new foods and new products and things like that. So I think that's a great marketing tool. And also just being a people person, being able to, just to reach out and let them know that, hey, okay, well, here's a flyer. Here I am. Try me. I'll even offer some discounts. My prices are very reasonable as well.
Absolutely. Friendliness is definitely top of the requirement and necessity to be successful in this type of business. If you're serving food and you've got a frown on your face, that's going to taste a lot different for most customers. They're going to have a different perspective on it. That's absolutely right. That's absolutely right. Can you share with us as far as what your short-term and long-term goals are? What would you like to see your business in either 6 months or a year? And what would you like to see maybe in 5 years?
Definitely within the next 6 months, since I have been allowed to showcase my my business at the Soul Swap Meet, it has definitely increased my business, increased my clientele, increased my way of thinking, because sometimes it's moving a little bit faster than I thought it would be. The next 6 months, I would definitely probably like to move into maybe being more mobile and having like a food truck. Within the next 6 months, and then within the next year, maybe having a storefront or a brick and mortar, somewhere a stable place where people can just order their food and sit down and have a nice meal instead of always to go.
Excellent. Those sound like very tangible and reachable goals, for sure. That's great. That's great that you have that vision and be able to pursue that. Let's, before I ask, wrap it up with the final question, let's take some calls from some of our listeners. The caller whose last four digits are 0270.
Hello,
welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is Coach Steven with our guest, Sherry, from the Kitchen Booth. Do you have a question or comment?
His logo embroidered on me.
That'd be perfect. Get black ones, white ones,
and then get the customized.
Okay. Well, I think that was we had a small. A glitch there. Don't worry about that. That's what happens on the radio. We're live, and so we just have to adapt and move forward. Caller 6558, last four digits of 6558. Would you like to ask a question here?
Can you hear me?
Hello, yes. This is the caller 6558. This is Coach Steven with our guest Sherry from the Kitchen Booth.
Yes. This is so amazing. I am a fan, a financial coach for you, and I just wanted to find out from Sherry, how long did it take for her to establish her business?
I started mid-spring of last year, and what I did is I went to learn about how to do everything first. So I took some online classes. So then really, I'll say about 6 months for it to be up and running. I have a great support system, the B-Shop Entertainment and B-Shop Promotions, and they helped me, and supported me and motivated me. So about 6 months, but just being so fully focused on what I want to do.
That's great. That's actually a very short period of time, and for a lot of businesses, yeah, sometimes they take years to start up, especially when you have some tangible products that you have to be able to have a print. Excellent. That's a great question. All right, caller, last four digits is 3554. 3554. You have a question for us today.
Yes. What would you say is your favorite dish to serve? And the most, you know, the most popular dish of yours?
Oh, okay. Well, my favorite dish to make, I would say, for my household would be like Italian. I like to make shrimp or chicken Alfredo, or maybe a spaghetti dish. For the business, also, they tend to gravitate towards more than shrimp Alfredo. I do offer fried chicken and fried fish, and my beans, I make homemade beans with smoked turkey. Those always sell out, and that is a family tradition that I like to make, and it sells very well. Thank you.
Wow, that's just making me want to order right now, actually, Sherry. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, I'll get it ready for you.
That's fantastic. Now, Sherry, do you have a website or some place that someone can go to on your Facebook page that can see a menu or some items that they can order from?
Well, I do have a Facebook page that is at the Kitchen Booth. Also, if you want to send an order in, also, I did want to make mention as well, as I was stating, that I do like to showcase other chefs, up and coming, aspiring chefs, to showcase their foods and present Cal's Kitchen. Great food, different types of food, vegan food, anything that you want. He also provides that as well. He's my business partner and a great friend of mine. So I definitely have to make sure, and he's always there with me at the Soul Fort Meet as well. So.
Wow, that's excellent. That's fantastic. We actually have another caller. We've got a little bit more time. Another caller coming in. Last four digits are 0765. 067765. Do you have a question for Sherry today?
Yes. Hi, Sherry. I would like to know, do you make vegan food?
Great question.
Yes, I do. I do make vegan food. It wasn't one of my specialty types, but I'm learning and perfecting it. So, yeah, that is something that you can definitely get at the Kitchen Booth as well. Thank you.
All right. Well, thanks so much for the calls coming in. And just one last to wrap it up, Sherry, can you give our listeners, basically as far as your number one recommendation, what you would suggest for people who would want to start their own business?
Well, definitely, don't stop believing in yourself. And it's always hard to be the person who never gives up on themselves. So just keep going, stay motivated, and get at least 5% better every day. Just tell yourself you're going to be better than yesterday, 5% at least.
Okay, excellent. Well, great. Well, thanks again for coming on the show. It's great to have you, and you know, I definitely want to stay in touch to be able to promote more of your business, and definitely to try out some of that delicious soul food. So, thanks also for listening, everyone, to Blog Talk Radio, Financial Coach for You. And if you have any questions or are interested in being a guest on our show, feel free to contact us here at Financial Coach for You. You can email us at Stephen@financialcoachforyou.net. That's Financial Coach, the number four, and the letter U.net. And thanks for listening, and we'll hopefully talk to all of you online really soon. We have a great show tomorrow. Have a great day now. Thanks again, Sherry. Have a great day. Take care.
Have been listening to Financial Coach for You, Blog Talk Radio, where we promote you and your brand. For more info, visit us at www.fc4youonestopshop.com. God bless.
Hello.